stars the Textron Theater.
And this is Helen Hayes.
Textron, maker of finest textile products, through the cooperation of America's great retail stores, presents a radio series of finest plays starring Miss Helen Hayes. And here is Miss Hayes.
Thank you. Our Christmas play is A Child is Born by Stephen Vincent Benet, and we are happy to welcome Jose Ferrer as our guest.
Textron performs every step in creating radiant, finished fashions for you and your home. Textron products are made to a music that begins with the whirl of spindles. Magic man-made fibers are spun on whirling spools till the Textron yarn is feather-light and giant-strong. Woven to the music of harp-like looms, the Textron patterns rise like melodies. And the Textron dyes are chords of color. Warp of shadow, weft of sun, glimmering, shimmering miles of loveliness. Click go the cutters, hum go the stitchers, with parachute precision in a flowing undertone, till the Textron products gleam in finished perfection. Draperies, bedspreads, shower curtains, hostess coats, lingerie, menswear, myriads of fashions. And wherever it appears, the Textron label is a symbol of strength and beauty, blended like music, every step of the way from the raw fiber to the finished Textron masterpiece. And here is A Child is Born by Stephen Vincent Benet, starring Helen Hayes and Jose Ferrer.
The time is time. The place is anywhere. The voices speak to you across the air to say that once again, a child is born. A child is born. There is a town where men and women live their lives as people do in troubled times. Times when the world is shaken. There is an inn. A woman sings there in the early morning.
In Bethlehem of Judea there shall be born a child born of woman as yet undefiled. King Herod, King Herod, now what will you say of the child in the stable this cold winter day?
Singing again. I told you not to sing.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Forgot? That's fine. That's wonderful. That answers everything. The times are hard enough and bad enough for anyone who tries to keep an inn. The country's occupied. We have no country. You've heard of that, perhaps? Is it your business what King Herod does? Is it your place to sing against King Herod?
I think he must be a wicked man, a very wicked man. And I know somehow that kings should not be wicked and grind down the people. I know that kings like Herod should not be.
All right. I'm not denying that. Still, there he is. He's king. How will it help if I go out and write on someone's wall, "Down with King Herod"? What's it worth? The cross for me, the whipping post for you, the inn burned down, the village fined for treason just because one man didn't like King Herod. Well, that's the way things are.
Yet there are men...
Oh, yes, I know. Fanatics, rabble, fools, outcasts of war, misfits, rebellious souls, seekers of some vague kingdom in the stars. They hide out in the hills and stir up trouble, call themselves prophets, too, and prophesy that something new is coming to the world. Lord knows what. Well, it's a long time coming. And meanwhile, we're the wheat between the stones.
Something must come.
Well, believe it if you choose. But meantime, if we're clever, we can live and even thrive a little. Clever wheat that slips between the grinding stones and grows in little green blade sprinkles on the ground. At least if you will not sing subversive songs to other people but your poor old husband. Oh, come, wife, I've got some news. I didn't mean to be so angry with you. You've got some queer fancies in that head of yours. Lord, don't I know, but you're still the small girl with the grave eyes and the brook-running voice I took without a dower or a price out of your father's house because... Oh, well, because you came. And they've not been so bad the years since then, now, have they?
No.
That's right. Give us a kiss. I couldn't help the child. I know you think of that this time of year. Well, he was my son, too, and I think of him. I couldn't help his dying.
No, my husband. I am a barren bough. I think and sing and am a barren bough.
Oh, come, come, come.
The fault is mine. I had my joyous season, my season of full ripening and fruit, and then the silence and the aching breast. I thought I would have children. I was wrong, but my flesh aches to think I do not have them. I did not mean to speak of this at all. I do not speak of it. I'll be good. I'll sing softly, not sing at all. It was long past and gone. Tell me your news. Is it good news?
Yeah, the best. The prefect comes to dinner here tonight with all his officers. Oh, yes, I know. The enemy. Of course, the enemy. But someone has to feed them.
And they'll pay?
Cash.
On the nail?
Yes.
Good.
I thought you'd say so. Oh, we'll make no great profit. Not tonight. I've seen the bill of fare they asked of me. Quails in midwinter. Well, we'll give them quails and charge them for them, too. You know the trick?
Yes.
Now, they must be well served. I'll care for that. The honest innkeeper, the thoughtful man asking, Your Worship, pray another glass of our poor wine. Your Worship, is the roast done to your Worship's taste? Oh, nay, 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 Your Worship, all was settled in the bill, so do not spoil my servants with largesse, Your Worship. And he won't. He pinches pennies. But once he's come here, he will come again. And we shall live, not die. And put some coin, some solid enemy and lovely coin under the hearthstone, eh? Spoil the Egyptians, eh? Hark, what's that? Oh, I'll go. The maids aren't up yet, lazy bones. A minute, just a minute. It's early yet. You needn't beat the door down. This is an honest inn. Good morning.
Hail Caesar. Are you the keeper of this inn?
Yes, sir.
Orders from the prefect. No other guests shall be entertained at your inn tonight after sundown. The prefect wishes all the rooms to be at the disposal of his guests.
All the rooms?
You understand plain Latin, don't you?
Well, yes, sir, but...
This is the prefect's feast, the Saturnalia. You've heard your orders.
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed, sir.
See, they're carried out. No other guests. Hail Caesar.
Hail Caesar. Well, that's pleasant. All rooms at the disposal of the prefect. No other guests. Remember, no other guests.
I will remember.
Yes, do so. It is an order. Now, about the quail. You'll make the sauce. That's the important thing. A crow can taste like quail with a good sauce. You have your herbs?
Yes.
Well, then, begin, begin. It's morning. We haven't too much time. Sarah, Leah. Where are those lazy servants? Now, where's the fish? Where's the new bread? Why haven't we begun? Leah and Sarah, come and help your mistress. I'll rouse the fools. There's work to do today.
In Bethlehem of Judea there was an inn also. There was no room within it for any but the four.
And the day passed, and night fell on the town, silent and still and cold. The houses lay huddled and dark beneath the watching stars, and only the inn windows streamed with light.
And then the solution said to the Ethiopian...
Well, I remember when we first took over Macedonia. There was a girl.
Quiet, gentlemen. Quiet. Quiet. The prefect wishes to say a few words.
Gentlemen, men of Rome, mindful of Rome's historic destiny and of our good friend, King Herod, who has chosen alliance with Rome rather than a useless struggle, keep them under with a firm hand.
What's he saying up there?
I don't know. I don't know the big words. The soldier said...
You and your soldier.
Oh, he's not so bad. He brought me a trinket, see?
You and your Roman trinkets. I hate serving them. I'd like to spit in their cups each time I serve them.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I, though?
Here, what's this, what's this? Why are you standing idle? They're calling for more wine.
Let Leah serve them. She likes their looks.
Sarah.
Yes, mistress.
Please, Sarah. We've talked like this so many times.
Very well, mistress. But let her go first. Get up the stairs, you little soldier's comfort. I hope he pinches you.
Mistress, it's not my fault. Does Sarah have to forever...
Go, both of you.
Well, that's a pretty little tempest for you. You ought to beat the girl. She's insolent and shows it.
We can't be too hard on her. Her father's dead, her brother's in the hills. And yet she used to be a merry child.
Oh, you always take their side. And yet you'd think a self-respecting inn could have some decent and well-mannered maids. But no such luck. Sullens and sluts, the lot of them. Why do you sit there, staring at the fire? So silent and so waiting. And so still.
I do not know. I'm waiting.
Waiting for what?
I do not know. For something new and strange. Something I've dreamt about in some deep sleep. Truer than any waking, more real than light. And there is light in it, and fire and peace. Newness of heart and strangeness like a sword. And all my body trembles under it. And yet I do not know.
You're tired, my dear. Well, we shall sleep soon.
No, I am not tired. But I am expectant as a runner is before a race, a child before a feast day, a woman at the gates of life and death. Expectant for us all, for all of us who live and suffer on this little earth with such small brotherhood. Something begins. Something is full of change and sparkling stars. Something is loose that changes all the world. And yet I cannot read it yet. I wait and strive and cannot find it. Hark, what's that?
Well, they can't come in. I don't care who they are, we have no room.
Go to the door.
Well?
Is this the inn? Sir, we are travelers, and it is late and cold. May we enter?
Who is it?
Just a pair of country people, a woman and a man. I'm sorry for them.
My wife and I are weary. May we come in?
Yes, I'm sorry, my good man. We have no room tonight. The prefect's orders.
No room at all?
Not tonight. It may be in the morning.
Wait!
Must you mix in this?
Wait! Good sir, the enemy are in our house, and we... Oh, I did not see your wife. I did not know.
Her name is Mary. She is near her time.
Yes, yes. Go get a lantern, quickly.
What?
Quickly. I once had a child. We have no room, that's true. And it would not be right, not here, not now. Not with those men whose voices you can hear, voices of death and iron. King Herod's voices. Better the friendly beasts. What am I saying? Oh, there is... We have a stable at the inn. Safe from the cold, at least. And if you choose, you shall be very welcome. It is poor, but the poor share the poor their crumbs of bread out of God's hand so gladly. And that may count for something. Will you share it?
Gladly, and with great joy.
Uh-huh. The lantern, husband.
Nay, I will take it. I can see the path. Come.
Well, I suppose that you must have your way, and any other night. Well, they're decent people, or seem to be.
He has his arm about her, smoothing out the roughness of the path for her. So rough a path to tread with weary feet.
Oh, there's a frost upon the air tonight. I'm cold, Yes, I must be cold. That's it. That's it, now to be sure. Well, come, shut the door.
Something begins. Begins. Starlit and sunlit. something walks abroad in flesh and spirit and fire. Something is loosed to change the shaken world.
The night deepens. The stars march in the sky. The prefect's men are gone. The inn is quiet, save for the sleepy servants and their mistress who clean the last soiled pots. The innkeeper drowses before the fire. But in the street outside...
And we poor shepherds watch by night
with a hay, with a hoe.
A star shone over us so bright, we left our flocks to seek its light.
In excelsis Deo, gloria, gloria. In excelsis Deo.
Now how may such a matter be
with a hay, with a hoe,
that we are worth poor shepherds, we may look on Jesus' majesty, and yet the star says it is he.
It is he.
It is he.
Sing excelsis Deo. Gloria, gloria. In excelsis Deo.
Who sings so late? How can they sing so late?
I'll go and see. Wait, I'll rub the window pane. It's rimed with frost.
They're shepherds from the hills.
Shepherds?
Yes, mistress. Their hands are blue and stinging with the cold. And yet they seem all drunken, not with wine, but with good news. Their faces shine with it.
Cold and so late, poor creatures. Call them in. The prefect's men are gone.
Aye, but the master...
He's dozing. Do as I tell you.
Come in. Come in. Tarry a while and rest.
We cannot stay. We follow the bright star.
Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo.
Where did they go? Would they not stay with us? Not one?
Mistress, they did not even look on me. They looked ahead. They have gone toward the stable of our inn. Aye, gone. But mistress, do you hear?
Hear what?
The tread of steeds on the hard ground, iron hoofed, ringing clear, a company that comes from out the east. I've never seen such things. I am afraid. These are great lords, great kings, with strange and memorable beasts, and crowns upon their heads.
What's that? Lords, nobles, kings, here in Bethlehem, in our poor town. Well, what fortune. Oh, what fortune. Well, stand from the window there, you silly girl. I'll speak to them. My gracious noble masters, worthy and mighty kings, our humble inn is honored by your high nobility. Come in, come in. We fire and beds and wine. Come in, tarry a while and rest.
We cannot stay.
We follow the bright star.
Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo.
I do not understand it. They're gone. They did not even look at me or pause, though there's no other inn. They follow the poor shepherds to the stable.
They would not tarry with us. No, not one.
And yet...
Peace, husband. You know well enough why none would tarry with us, and so do I. I lay a while in sleep, and a voice said to me... Gloria, gloria, gloria in excelsis Deo. The child is born. The child is born. And yet I did not rise and go to him, though I had waited and expected long. For I was jealous that my child should die and her child live. And so I have my judgment, and it is just.
If there was any fault, wife, it was mine. I did not wish to turn them from my door. And yet... I know I love the chink of money, love it too well, the good, sound, thumping coin. Love it, oh God, since I'm speaking truth, better than wife or fire or chick or child, better than country, better than good fame. Would sell my people for it in the street, oh, for a price, but sell them. And there are many like me, and God pity us.
God pity us indeed, for we are human. And do not always see the vision when it comes, the shining change. Or if we see it, do not follow it, because it is too hard, too strange, too new, too unbelievable, too difficult, warring too much with common, easy ways. And now I know this, standing in this light, who have been half alive these many years, brooding on my own sorrow, my own pain, saying, I am a barren bough, expect nor fruit nor blossom from a barren bough. Life is not lost by dying. Life is lost minute by minute, day by dragging day, in all the thousand small, uncaring ways, the smooth, appeasing compromises of time which are King Herod and King Herod's men always and always. Life can be lost without vision, but not lost by death. Lost by not caring, not willing, not going on beyond the ragged edge of fortitude to something more, something no man has seen. You who love money, you who love yourself, you who love bitterness, and I who loved and lost and thought I could not love again, and all the people of this little town, rise up. The loves we had were not enough. Something is loosed to change the shaken world, and with it we must change.
Now that's well said.
Who speaks there? Who are you?
Who? Oh, my name is Dismas. I'm a thief. You know, the starved, flea-bitten sort of boy who haunts dark alleyways in any town, sleeps on a fruit sack, runs from the police, bets what he can and borrows what he must. That's me.
How did you get here?
By the door, innkeeper. The cellar door. The lock upon it's old. I could pick locks like that when I was 5.
What have you taken?
Nothing. I tried the stable first, and then your cellar. Slipped in, crept up, rolled underneath a bench, while all your honest backs were turned. And then...
And then?
Well, something happened. I don't know what. I didn't see your shepherds or your kings, but in the stable I did see the child. Just through a crack in the boards. One moment's space. That's all that I can tell you. Is he for me as well? Is he for me?
For you as well.
Is he for all of us? There are so many of us, worthy mistress. Beggars who show their sores and ask for alms. Women who cough their lungs out in the cold. Slaves. Oh, I've been one. Thieves and runagates who knife each other for a bite of bread, having no other way to get the bread. The vast sea of the wretched and the poor, whose murmur comes so faintly to your ears here in this fine country. Has he come to all of us, or just to you?
To every man alive.
I wish I could believe.
And if you did, no doubt you'd give up thieving.
Gently, lady, gently. Thieving's my trade, the only trade I know. But if it were true, if he had really come to all of us, I say to all of us, then, honest man or thief, I'd hang upon a cross for him. Would you? I see that I've said something you don't like. Something uncouth and bold and terrifying. And yet I'll tell you this. It won't be till each one of us is willing, not you nor me, but every one of us, to hang upon a cross for every man who suffers, starves, and dies, fight his sore battles as they were our own, and help him from the darkness and the mire, that there will be no crosses and no tyrants, no Herods, and no slaves. Well, it was pleasant thinking things might be so. And so I'll say farewell. I've taken nothing. And he was a fair child to look on.
Wait.
Why, what is it you see there by the window?
The dawn. The common day, the ordinary poor and mortal day. The shepherds and the kings have gone away. The great angelic visitors are gone. He is alone. He must not be alone.
I do not understand you, wife.
Nor I.
Do you not see? Because I see at last. Dismas, the thief, is right. He comes to all of us or comes to none. Not to my heart in joyous recompense for what I lost. Not to your heart or yours, but to the ignorant heart of all the world. So slow to alter, so confused with pain. Do you not see he must not be alone?
I think that I begin to see. And yet...
We are the earth his word must sow like wheat. And if it finds no earth, it cannot grow. We are his earth, the mortal and the dying, led by no star. The sullen and the slut, the thief, the selfish man, the barren woman, who have betrayed him once and will betray him. Forget his words. Be great a moment's space under the strokes of chance and then sink back into our small affairs. And yet, unless we go, his message fails.
Will he bring peace? Will he bring brotherhood?
He would bring peace. He would bring brotherhood. And yet he will be mocked at in the street.
Will he slay King Herod and rule us all?
He will not slay King Herod. He will die. There will be other Herods, other tyrants, great wars and ceaseless struggles to be free, not always won.
These are sad tidings of him.
No, no. They are glad tidings of great joy. Because he brings man's freedom in his hands, not as a coin that may be spent or lost, but as a living fire within the heart, never quite quenched, because he brings to all the thought, the wish, the dream of brotherhood. And though he die, his word shall grow like wheat, and every time a child is born in pain and love and freedom hardly won, born and gone forth to help and aid mankind, there will be women with a right to say, Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo, a child is born.
Gloria, Gloria.
Come, let us go. What can we bring to him? What mortal gifts?
I have a ribbon. It's my prettiest. It is not much, but he might play with it.
I have a little bell my father gave me. It used to make me merry. I've kept it. He may have it.
My pocket's empty and my rags are bare. But I can sing to him. That's what I'll do. And if he needs a thief to die for him...
I would give all my gold. I will give my heart.
And I my faith through all the years and years. Though I forget, though I am led astray, though after this I never see his face, I will give all my faith. Come, let us go. We the poor earth, but we the faithful earth. Not yet joyful, not yet triumphant, but faithful, faithful through the mortal years. Come.
Come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come ye, all come ye.
I've just heard Helen Hayes and Jose Ferreira in A Child is Born by Stephen Vincent Benet. The original musical score was conducted by Vladimir Selinsky. Miss Hayes will be back in a moment to tell us about next week's Textron Theater play. Textron wishes for you all a Christmas perfect in every way. May Santa Claus be good to your home, leaving dreamed-of presents in every child's stocking, and a fire on every hearth, and a turkey on every table, and Textron masterpieces under every tree. And most of all, may your family be together once again, united in rejoicing that this Christmas, the words of the Prince of Peace are heard and hearkened to throughout the earth. And here is Helen Hayes.
Thank you. Next week, we'll present one of the best-known and best-loved stories of all time, Cinderella. And we'll have Alfred Drake with us as the prince. Until next week, then, a very Merry Christmas from Helen Hayes.
Frank Gallup speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KNX, Columbia Square, Los Angeles. By